Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, D-Rail, the Black Panther, stalking the urban jungle in vibranium Adidas. Although I am wearing my Green Lantern today. Not a violation necessarily. John Stewart, he's a brother. Anyway, before I get into what I get into, I just wanted to share something with y'all today, sort of my warm and fuzzy feel-good moment, because we don't share enough of those, and probably this here broadcast ain't going to be very warm or fuzzy, but I was in traffic. I was over here on Tudor. You know, there's a lot of traffic over there. It gets a bit condensed over that way, and there was a brother waiting to turn. He was making a left turn against the flow of traffic, and nobody would let him in. So I decided I was going to stop traffic, let that brother come on through. As he came through, and, you know, he made his left turn, and we made eye contact, and it was kind of an unspoken thing, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he threw up that Tommy Smith, John Carlos solidarity fist, and I was like, yeah, but we didn't say nothing. All of that went on unspoken, you know what I mean? And it was, I felt good helping him and knowing that my help was appreciated, and we went on about our way. But that was just, you know, that might not sound or qualify like a warm, fuzzy moment to anybody else, but it was warm and fuzzy to me, and I'm sure that brother and Travis appreciate it. Anyway, C-Rail with D-Rail. You are with D-Rail right now, and what I want to talk about today is education, or the lack of it, in the U.S. If y'all want to call in, you got something to say, you ain't got nothing to say, you just want to rebut me, or you just one of those people that are diametrically opposed to everything, or if you just want to say, hi, I like you, you're doing your thing, I appreciate you, boy. The number you want to call is 646-668-2268. That's 646-668-2268. And if you watching a live feed on Facebook, there is a button on Facebook that says call now. You just hit that button. That eliminates all the trouble of you having to deal with your phone. Like, that's a bunch of trouble. Anyway, how smart are we? I mean, like, in terms of the planet Earth and the countries and continents on it, as far as those countries go, how smart do you think students in the United States of America are? How do you think we stack up? Okay, before I start, I want to say I am not a professional statistician, if however you say it, somebody who crunches numbers. I'm not one of those, but I am a fairly educated gentleman who knows how to research things, and what I did was I researched education because I was pretty much concerned about it with, you know, us living in an information age versus a technology age. A lot of people think that's the same thing. No, it's not. You have the information at hand. You have the technology to use it, but you choose to use that technology for other things besides getting information. Anyway, and I'm going to cite my sources before I even get started. One of the sources I used was PISA, which is an acronym for Program for International Student Assessment. So before you say, oh, you got student stats out of the United States, nah, this is an international organization. The other organization is the Pew Research Center, and that's what they do all day long, all night long. They got a bunch of nerds sitting around crunching numbers, saying this data, that data, blah, blah, blah. Anywho, in a 2015 survey done by PISA, the United States of America didn't even score in the top 10 of best educated countries in the world. Some of the countries that scored higher than we did, Singapore, not to say Singapore is a slow country, because I've been to Singapore and they're actually very intelligent people in Singapore. Shout out to my man, Jason Teo. What up, homie? Canada. Ooh, looks like Canada's beating us in something now. Finland. United Kingdom. Cheerio. Pit was smaller than you, Yankees. Poland. Poland, y'all? Poland is smarter than we are. Or I won't say smarter, but they're more educated. Was looking at this Pew Research Center chart that they were collating their research on, and something interesting happened between the fourth grade and the eighth grade. And this is internationally. This isn't just in America. We top out education-wise. You reach that peak at about third grade, according to them, about where you're at maximum absorbed information level. And then at about eighth grade, you kind of get like, okay, I will make the choice to consciously absorb this information versus me being a sponge. So our intelligence actually has, in this country, actually has nothing to do with our ability so much as it does our desire to be educated. Okay, I'm just going to go to another survey I did. This is locally Anchorage, Alaska. This is locally out of 51 people surveyed. 90% of those 51 people got a high school diploma. Yay! Post-secondary education. Of those 51 people, 27% went on to get a bachelor's degree. And then when we get into advanced degrees, it drops down even more. Hey, Latoya, how you doing, back? Advanced degrees, 9%. 9%. So you telling me nobody wants an advanced degree in Anchorage, Alaska? Nobody wants an advanced degree. Okay. It gets worse, y'all. It gets worse. According to a poll done by a research firm, the IPSOS Mori, that's an international research firm, again, in case you were wondering, the U.S. ranks number two in general ignorance. Yikes. What do we mean when we say general ignorance? With regard to social statistics such as teen pregnancy, unemployment rates, voting patterns. So basically, what this survey is saying is, again, reinforces what I was saying about the ability to learn versus the desire to learn. We essentially don't give a damn about what's going on, so we don't want to learn anything. Agree? Disagree? No? Maybe? Maybe not? What do y'all think? Do you think we have become a complacent country education-wise? Are we just a bunch of lazy bastards who don't care to do anything but keep our face in a phone and shoot memes all day? I mean, what is it? What is creating this dynamic that we don't want to get bachelor's degrees, we don't want to get advanced degrees? What's creating that dynamic here in the United States of America? How is a country like, not to talk bad about Poland, I mean, I know they were the butt of some jokes for a number of years, but Poland made the top 10. Poland made the top 10. Oh, Latoya says it is really expensive to get an education in the United States of America. I agree that is indeed a problem. When I was going to school, I was paying like $1,700 every 3 months. Yeah, and that was like back in 2000. So I can imagine what kids are paying now. Yes, I agree. Okay, and LaToya again says other countries have free education. Yes, I believe the Netherlands and Switzerland, you can go to a college or a university and it's absolutely free. But here is my point. Again, the desire to do it. I heard some motivational speaker saying something, said something to the effect of, you have to want something as bad as you want to breathe in order to achieve it. That's a lot of damn desire. You want it as bad as you want to breathe. That's a lot of desire. So if I really want to get an education in this country, can I find a way to do it? Can I find a way to do it inexpensively? What is the difference cost-wise between getting education online versus just going to the university and signing up? Is there a difference in price there? I think the universities are wanting people on their campuses, so I think if you went in there bargaining, like you do with anything else, when you go to the store and you see a dress that you want, I can't afford to pay that much. I don't know. You could try. The number 7 country, the best country to be educated in, out of 121, the best country to be educated in, we're number 7. As far as people getting that wonderful education, not so much. Again, LaToya, you're on fire tonight, girl. She says if an institution of higher learning is not accredited online, that work is not recognized in the work industry. So all these Phoenix grads that are taking these courses online that isn't accredited. Hi, Anthony. Who Anthony is? Okay, let me see who's on. Ooh, hey, y'all. Ooh, there's a bunch of y'all. Say hi to me, y'all. Say hello. Anyway, but I digress. What are some solutions? We've addressed the problem. Education is an important thing. I want my children to go to school and get a higher learning. Did I just say a higher learning? A $5 education, a $10 education, a $25 education. Yes, I want my children to get degrees. They can enjoy those degrees, contrary to what Kanye West says. And I can tell you something as a fact. A degree, any kind, a bachelor's degree or an advanced degree of any type, puts you a leg up on anybody. To get where I am today, I had to work for 17 years. I had to bust my tail for 17 years to get where I'm at, you know? And that was like getting education in the process of that. You know, so I still, you know, I was working in the field. I was working to get a higher education in. I don't want my kids to have to struggle the way I did. That sounds corny, but it's so true. We want our kids to exceed us in all ways possible. if that means simplifying their struggle, you know, do that. I'm not saying go to school and become what your parents want you to become, but go to school and get that piece of paper under your belt as a bargaining chip so that you can say, I am educated with this and I got umpteen number of years experience behind it. Guarantee you get hired a little faster. Again, I'll go back to what I'm saying about information and technology. Technology is an incredibly useful tool to educate. But we, by and large, in the United States, are the only ones that's letting technology hinder us as opposed to using it to our advantage. Agree? Disagree? No, I'm not hearing nothing. Crickets. Okay. Like right now, some of y'all are probably watching this on your phone. How could your phone be utilized in an educational aspect to educate yourself? How could you use your phone to do that? And it doesn't necessarily have to be an institution of higher learning. Every second you walk out the door, every day you walk out the door, you're learning something new. Today, I just learned that the Harlem Globetrotters are not actually from Harlem. Call me slow. Did not know that. Chicago. There's your trivia question for today. Chicago. They actually played the Minneapolis Lakers, who are now the Los Angeles Lakers, in a basketball game in 1947 and beat them. And so I guess that is when white people start saying, hey, we need to get some black people on our squad. Did you see how high that Negro jumped? Anyway, education. Do our young people think educations aren't important? Is that the reason for the drastic drop in concern for even getting an education or wanting to increase your knowledge? I know a young lady that she's like 24, 25 years old, and she said her parents didn't have television in the house, and all she did was read. A little Amish for my taste, but it helped. I mean, she's working on getting her degree, and she's focused. Is she the exception or is she the rule? I don't know, but we apparently have a problem with education in this country. Why? Why? What is it? Are we truly apathetic? Do we not even care? I don't know. I would like to hear what y'all think. I would really like to hear what y'all think. If you think anything, you call in and say, Jerry, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I didn't give y'all the number, did I? 646-668-2268. I can talk for 30 minutes. It's not a problem, but I would love to talk to you, not at you. Again, 646-668-2268. I figure since we're 17th in education in the world that I probably might need to slow that down for some of y'all. Y'all mad at me? I'm sorry. It's edutainment. This show is edutainment. I'm not supposed to be serious all the time. While I'm not being serious, let me share some figures with y'all. The average scores of 15-year-olds taking a 2015 program for international student assessment. This is done by an agency called the Pew Research Center. That's those nerds that sit around researching everything all the time. Sometimes I feel like the environment has a lot to do with it. You're going to have to elaborate on that when you say, what does the environment have to do with it? That's the Facebook feed, folks. Anyway, in a in this survey, they surveyed 15-year-olds in the areas of science, mathematics, and reading. The high-end score being 600, the low-end score, of course, is going to be somewhere down around like 300, 350, 390, something like that. The median range, median, is about 493 in science, 490 in mathematics, and about 493 in reading. The United States is at about 497. Again, the country that scored the high end in reading, Singapore. I'm telling y'all, man, Singapore is one of the most diverse countries I've ever been in. Now, you talk about religious tolerance. Man, you can worship whatever you want to in Singapore. They like, we got a temple for it down the street there. Anyway, mathematics, not so great. The average is about 490. We are at about 470. Ouch. Again, the top five countries in mathematics, as you would expect, and I'm not being racial, are Asian countries. I don't know what it is. Maybe learning math on an abacus is easier. Oh, the environment, brainwashing. Things that are downloaded at an early age, and some do not know how to rise above the world stereotypes and maybe think because of being raised in a single family. Oh, hold your horses there, darling. I was raised in a single family. I don't think I turned out too bad. But then I might be the exception, not the rule, huh? Anyway, mathematics, we need some work. Science, still above average. Maybe that's why we're so into technology, because we're so into science. Anyway, I just, you might be onto something there, Latoya. You might be onto something there. Brainwashing can work both ways, too. You can brainwash somebody to do something that you want them to do versus making them the majority. Gotcha. But at the same time, you can use brainwashing for a positive way. Brainwashing isn't necessarily a negative thing. A lot of people look at religion as a form of brainwashing, that we unthink certain thoughts and reprogram ourselves to think and believe whatever said religion says we should think and believe. That in and of itself is essentially a form of education. We even call people who study a religion a disciple, an apostle. We call them by those kind of terms, which in and of itself speaks of education. Which kind of makes me wonder. Maybe I should have looked up Catholic schools and seen how effective the education is when you insert religion into that dynamic, because I know that Catholic schools aren't just teaching children about education in Catholic. They're teaching about saints and, you know, the faith in and of itself. I don't know. Maybe faith might be the way back to raising our desire to be more enlightened. Don't know. Just a thought. I'd be concerned to know what y'all think at 646-668-2268, if you're so inclined, or brave enough, or not brave enough, or crazy enough, or just you like hearing the sound of your voice over the phone. I would love to hear what you think about the lack of education in the U.S. and what we as a people can do about it. Because something needs to be done. I don't want to start harping on the current administration in office. But a lot of those people in key positions display a lack of, let's just say, judgment and common sense. I don't want to call nobody stupid. I don't want to put your phone's business out into the ether. Well, too late. You just posted it, huh? My phone is ghetto. It turns off the sound when I'm on the phone. So how do you talk on the phone if the sound's off? You don't. You just. Anyway, 646-668-2268. Talk to me with your educated words. Speak eloquently on the subject of education or the lack of it in the U.S. I am absolutely thrilled to be doing this. So thrilled. No, I won't, because it's my show and I can talk. I have to. If I don't talk, nobody else will. Are you eating on the air, girl? Yeah, why not? Nobody called in. And like, I gotta talk to nobody nowhere. That is so unprofessional, Daryl. Can't you wait for just 2 more minutes? No, I can't wait 2 more minutes. I'm hungry. And I wanna eat something. So, I just did. Oh, that nugget was dry as the Sahara Desert. Anywho, since nobody is, I'm going to plug myself. Guess what? I am in an improv group, Chocolate Renaissance Theater. And if you are in the Anchorage, Alaska area, you could come and see us perform tomorrow night, July 7th, at the world famous Chilcoot Charlie. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but a paycheck's a paycheck, y'all. If they say come perform at Chilcoot Charlie's, the improv group is performing at Chilcoot Charlie's. 90 seconds. Okay. Also, I think, Saturday, July 22nd, will be the Parent Appreciation Barbecue and Cookout at the Boys and Girls Club in Mountain View in Anchorage, Alaska. There will be some keynote speakers there. There will be performers there. I have no idea who those keynote speakers and performers are at this time. Shouts out to my man Kokai Nosukere, who is spearheading that project, and congratulations, brother, on starting your nonprofit organization, and I hope great things come from it. Latoya is going to my improv show. Yay! She's so excited. I am so excited, too. You know why I'm so excited? Because you're going to be there, and I know that you are going to be thoroughly, 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 thoroughly entertained. You think I'm entertaining out at Camp Carroll? Well, you wait and see me up in Coots. I'm getting ready to take it to another level. I got 10 seconds. This has been Be Real with D Real. Much love. I holler.